This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Google has just gone full Orwellian, even beyond anything they've already done in that realm, by announcing that they're going to start, well, essentially banning or penalizing sites that they consider to be engaged in publishing conspiracy theories. But here's the problem with this Orwellian Ministry of Truth attempt by Google, which is rapidly joining Monsanto as one of the most evil corporations in the world. The problem is, who defines what a conspiracy theory is? By whose definition is this being run? And of course, the answer is whatever the leftists at Google want it to mean. Because think about this. They think it's a fact that the Russians worked with Trump to steal the election somehow, even though there's not a shred of evidence. So it's an unsubstantiated conspiracy theory. But they say, no, that's a fact, and that's accepted as true. But if you tell them, if you publish a fact like flu shots given to children in California still contain mercury, a potent heavy metal neurotoxin, Google would label that, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Why? Because they believe the propaganda of the CDC, which they would say is the authority on vaccines. Never mind the fact that the CDC's own website lists mercury as an ingredient in vaccines, by the way. Google would still say, no, that's a conspiracy theory, so that site gets penalized. You see, anything that's actually true that Google doesn't like, they can just penalize as a conspiracy theory. There's no logical basis for how something is rated as either a conspiracy theory or a fact, especially when so much of what the left is pushing today, and it's social justice leftists who are running Google, by the way, so much of what they spout is total fabrication, like the idea that you can, like men can give birth to babies, right? This is now a commonly accepted, quote, fact among the insane delusional left, including Google, that men can give birth to babies and you can change your gender by making a wish, that your biology is irrelevant, men and women are no different whatsoever, except every once in a while you see a scientific study that says women have higher functioning brains. But you never see studies that say men are better suited for front lines on the battlefield, for example. So everything the left believes is complete BS, total BS. But Google is going to label everything the left believes as a fact. Meanwhile, anybody who says something that's against the status quo, even about GMOs, for example, or anybody who says glyphosate herbicide causes cancer, oh, that would be labeled a conspiracy theory because Monsanto disagrees, and Monsanto will be cited as the source. So you see, no matter what issue you are concerned about as an activist or a whistleblower, if you're concerned about vaccine safety or GMOs or politics or economics or technology or the rise of the robots, whatever, Google has its own set of fake facts that it insists is reality, and anybody whose views disagree with Google's set of fake facts is going to be labeled and penalized as a conspiracy theorist. That's how this all works. That's how this is going down. And Google's very serious about all of this, and they can ban anybody they want. They can ban any message they want. Somebody says, America is a great country. Google can ban that. That's a conspiracy theory. America was founded by slave owners. America has been rooted in oppression. Whatever, because, of course, Google hates America. Google hates patriots. Google hates truth. Google hates science. I mean, talk about the climate change issue. How about the fact that nearly all of the global warming data has been faked? About 80% of the increase in warming, so-called warming, is due to human alteration of the data. Well, so global warming is actually a conspiracy, not a theory, but an actual conspiracy. And it's been exposed again and again and again through the internal emails and letters, data alteration. There's a recent case in Australia where they had to fix the faked data, and sure enough, the temperatures plummeted after they fixed the data. Well, so global warming is an actual conspiracy, but Google will label it a fact. So if NPR has a website, npr.org, let's say, and they're saying that global warming is real and climate change is real, Google will score that as factual and truthful, even though it's an actual quack science conspiracy. So you see, no one has a monopoly on the facts. But Google's going to pretend that it does, that it alone does. And so no matter what the so-called facts, whether it's immigration, illegal aliens, violent crime, gun rights and self-defense, history, I mean, we're talking about revisionist history here, classic Ministry of Truth, Orwellian type of activity. That's what Google is essentially doing, rewriting history by altering the search results to make sure that the sites that come up match the current version of fake reality that Google is pushing. That's classic Winston-esque Ministry of Truth behavior right out of the novel 1984. And Google is doing it now. And that's why I say, anybody who works for Google, you need to look in the mirror and realize that you are part of evil. You are no different than the soldiers who manned the Berlin Wall. You are no different than the soldiers who carried out the orders of the Third Reich. You are no different from someone who, a tyrannical agent who worked in the bureaucracy of Adolf Hitler or Mussolini. You are no different. You are working for evil. Google is extreme evil. Google is about destroying human knowledge, dominating the false narratives, propagandizing and indoctrinating the people to believe the myths that Google is pushing as true. And Google executives are going to use all of their power, all of their reach, all of their domination to put false ideas into the minds of the masses while censoring and destroying the truth that needs to come out to free humanity. Google is about enslaving humanity with false information. And as a result, it's going right along with Facebook and, of course, YouTube, owned by Google, is doing the same thing, and Twitter censorship. It's all about censoring the truth and pushing the insane delusional propaganda of the left, which is rooted in mental illness, rooted in delusional echo chamber thinking, and an absolute denial of reality, including biological reality, scientific reality, just basic, simple facts, like the fact that flu shots still contain mercury, and the fact that it's never safe to inject a child with any amount of mercury, period. Those are irrefutable facts, yet Google will penalize you for saying them. If you have a website that says men cannot get pregnant and give birth to children, you will be penalized, because you'll either be flagged as engaging in hate speech against transgenders, or you'll be penalized for pushing a conspiracy theory. Yeah, it's going to be a conspiracy theory soon if you say that men can't have babies. Because according to the left, men can have babies if they want. And besides, man and woman, according to them, is just instantly interchangeable. So someone could be a woman and get pregnant and then change to a man and then give birth and then change to a woman every time they want to breastfeed, I guess, and then change back to a man every time they want to be a father. And the left thinks that's all fine. They think that happens. They literally think that that's true because they are insane. They are mentally ill. And I know the word insane is overused a lot, but they are absolutely psychotic. We're talking like take them away in straitjackets and put them in padded rooms because they are that insane. And those are the people who are running Google. And they have their own set of false facts, fake narratives, and they're going to push them on the world by penalizing everything that disagrees with their fake facts. And remember, their fake facts will harm you. They include fake science such as, oh, all GMOs are safe. Pesticides are harmless. There's no mercury in vaccines. You don't own your body. The state can inject you with anything they want at any time. The state owns your children, and so on and so forth. These are all, quote, truths that Google will be pushing with this new policy that claims to go after, quote, conspiracy theory websites. You can't find more insane conspiracy theorists than the people at the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN. But will Google penalize them? Of course not, because their delusions match the delusions of Google executives. That says a lot about the insane society under which we all now suffer. So the answer to this is get your news directly from Natural News. Just go to naturalnews.com straight up. Don't use Google. Don't use Facebook. Don't use YouTube to get your news. If you're going to use a search engine, use goodgopher.com. That's the search engine I built, and it searches the independent media. Gives you the truth, not the fake narratives of the left. Get our app. The Natural News app is available for Android and iPhone, and you can get our stories and videos directly without censorship from Google or Facebook or anybody else. That's the answer to all of this. Get your news from sources that are independent and are still rooted in rationality and logic. That's what we do here at Natural News. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.